You're going to be hearing that music a lot. The Redskins have now won 5 games in a row, beating Cleveland this afternoon. And without RG3, final score 38-21 to put the Skins in first place in the NFC East. They are tied with the New York Giants, but the Skins have more wins within the division. We're going to go live now to our Redskins beat reporter, George Wallace, and Redskins great Dexter Manley. Gentlemen, good evening. Dexter, what do you have to say about this amazing win in Cleveland today without RG3?
Well, I think that just shows you the insightfulness of Kyle Shanahan and Mike Shanahan. Those guys are very insightful. See, the most important player on your football team is your quarterback. The next important player is the backup quarterback. And so he demonstrated that today, and he's taking the Redskins to their 5th consecutive win. And what more can anyone else ask for in this whole region around here?
Well, that's for sure. George, did they change the offense much as far as you could see?
Well, Dimitri, I think that's the thing that was the key about this. They didn't really have to do much. I mean, you still saw some bootlegs. You still saw some the zone running. I mean, he didn't change much. And you could tell in the first quarter they were, you know, it took him a while to get going, get his feet wet. But when they unleashed it and he threw that long pass, the touchdown to Leonard Hankerson, you could tell Kirk Cousins was getting in that zone. So I don't think they changed much from what it looked like. I mean, you obviously didn't see the option much. But as far as the passing and the, you know, you saw some of the bootlegs, they didn't have to deviate from much. I mean, let's face it, we talked about this week. Kirk Cousins is a smart quarterback. I mean, he was ready to play. He got first-team reps this week, and he prepared himself, and he knew the offense, and it showed today.
George, I felt like they didn't have a rhythm early on, but I think they got the rhythm the second half. You know, they ran a lot of bootleg and had some bootleg. The stretch play seemed like it was working, but didn't work because the defense shut that down. But I think overall, I agree with you, George. I just think that you didn't see a lot of triple option, the pistol. But the most importantly, Kyle Shanahan called a great game today, and that's key. You know, you got to have a great offensive coordinator, and this guy seemed to be stepping up to the plate game after game, week after week. And for the same thing for the defense, Jim Haslett makes an adjustment. I thought it was another Richard Pettibone out there. This guy seemed to be making some adjustments. He makes adjustments on the front seven, the back end. They're not giving up the big play. They gave up one big play, against that, what's the guy's name who gave
against
up that
Johnson,
big?
Johnson
gave up the big play to Johnson. Other than that, though, the Redskins have been shedding people out. They've been keeping them out of the red zone stopped scoring them from touchdowns. And so I think overall it was just a collective win today for the whole organization, the team. And you just got to give Kyle Shanahan a lot of credit. He called a great game today. And that's what's most important. And then you got Rob Jackson. These guys created turnover. London Fletcher. Wasn't a whole lot of pressure today, but you didn't need to get a lot of pressure because they really tried to run the football down their throat, and they just couldn't do that. The Cleveland Browns had no rhythm too.
Dexter, I was gonna say that the pressure, it seemed like Jim Haslett was dialing it up at the right times. It looked like he was picking and choosing his moments, and then when London Fletcher comes up with the pick on that long drive where Cleveland looked like they were about to go in for the score, and then Rob Jackson also with the interception. But the Redskins defense, it looked like after that kind of a slow start, Dexter, looked like they were swarming to the football.
I agree with you 100%. But again, like we say, I just think it's great for the Redskins to be in control of their own destiny. And that's what everybody wants in this whole region. And, you know, it started off slow. I have to admit that I was sort of disappointed when they win a game and lose 2 or 3 games. And I'm thinking, I'm going to have raw eggs on my face in this community. but I have to tell you, I'm real proud of the way they fought back. And see, with the win, you got to have character. And these guys, you know, have some character. These guys, some guys go down, some guys step up. They just never keep quitting, and that's what's most important. I think Dan Shanahan should give Mike Shanahan a 10-year agreement. Give him all the money you want. The most important thing, you want to win. And this guy has turned this franchise around.
All right, I'm gonna ask one final question here first to George, and then Dexter. Of course, you get the last word. It's a great feeling for all of us as fans not to really even be able to remember what it feels like to lose. It's so many games back. But what are your cautionary words with these last two games, Philly and then Dallas? George, you start.
Well, Dimitri, I would say that the thing you can caution about is, number one, I think Griffin will be back next week. I think he wanted to play this week. He'll be back. But I think the other thing you have to caution about, yeah, Philadelphia is in a bad way, and Dallas is, you know, the Redskins have already beaten Dallas. They've shown that. But as Dexter can attest to, and I'm sure he'll tell us, that's NFC East division games. Anything can happen in the division, even especially going into Philadelphia in December. Those fans don't like the Redskins. The Eagles don't like the Redskins. Andy Reid's fighting for his job. anything can happen next week. And then when Dallas comes to town in 2 weeks, Dexter, would you agree? NFC, anything can happen.
I think anything can happen, George. You hit it right on the head. I couldn't say anything better, but I will say this here. I think the Redskins can control their own destiny. And I have to say this here. In my humble opinion, I just think that the Philadelphia Eagles has quit on Andy Reid. You see, these guys are very undisciplined. They make a lot of dumb calls and the penalties, and they don't seem to be executing their play calling. And so I just think the Redskins got a great chance to do something great, to embrace this whole region, this everybody. Every week, every time you go out in the community, everybody talking about the Redskins, Robert Griffin and Kirk Cousins. Is he going to do it? Can he do it? Yes, he can do it. Kyle Shanahan going to call the right plays. To sum it all up, the Redskins will run the table. They'll make the playoffs. I don't know how far they'll get into the playoffs, but they will be there, and I'll be there on December the 3rd when they face the Cowboys.
Hey, Dimitri, you got to follow number 72. He said it. It's going to happen.
That's right.
After listening to you guys, I feel like going out and running 10 miles.
Okay.
Talk to you both later. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks.
All right, that's Dexter Manley, Redskins great, our own George Wallace, WTOP, Redskins beat reporter.